Transform your home in one weekend and get big savings on everything for your project at Menards. Menards carries the largest selection of Purdy painting tools you need to get your painting project started. From brushes, paint, roller covers, and even paint kits. Hurry in and save big money on Purdy painting supplies. Get everything you need for your painting project at Menards. Plus, check out Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to Happer and Schaefer on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Get your thoughts in, questions, concerns for the text bag, which is coming up.
I got a thought real quickly.
Shortly.
You guys can react to it.
All right.
This is one of my favorite of our rejoins, by the way. I like it. Good beat.
You enjoy the Migos?
Puts me in a good mood. I didn't know that this was the Migos.
This is the Migos.
I know nothing about the Migos.
They played a Migos song at the
Unless
game last night.
Unless there's an A in front of it, I know nothing about the Migos.
They played a Migos song at the game last night. I tweeted out the lyrics to it. I believe it was something along the lines of, God, I can't remember it. Straightening? Ain't nothing get straightened but straightening?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they do like a ain't do nothing but straightening. Woo! And then they do woo. Yeah. My favorite Migos line is she got a big old onion booty, make the world cry.
It's true.
I thought it was pretty good. So Mike Schaefer, big fan of the Migos. Who
onions
I saw
themselves
at the
don't just make people cry.
She got a
though.
Big old onion booty, make the world cry.
Woo!
So she's cutting it and the world's crying.
Cut mm-hmm. it. Cut it. Cut it.
Not a Migos song.
Not.
Hey, Rico.
Hello.
How are you?
I am well. How are you?
Good. Good. There is some debate about who is most and least festive in the office, and Rico is the most festive out of the three of us with his sloth Santa sweatshirt on.
Yeah.
I do love
But we
this.
Knew that. We would have predicted that.
I do regret because I have like several Christmas sweaters. I could have set one aside for today. I also like just didn't want to wear it to the closing, so I just didn't do it.
That makes sense.
So otherwise, I could have been in here with three T-Rexes as wise men carrying gifts.
Yeah, I mean, you're a pretty festive guy.
Yeah, I would say that on the scale of the ticket festiveness, I'm more towards the
yeah, you're high.
The festive side of things.
For sure. You're high.
Yeah.
Speaking of festive, today is Festivus. The Festivus for the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
Are we airing grievances at some point?
We
today?
Can. We certainly can. Feats of strength.
We really should have made a list.
Okay. We could have the poll. We could do the whole thing if you'd like to. But Rico's here for true or false now. What do we have, Rico?
True or false, Cincinnati is a boring city.
By the way, Rico, you don't sound like you're getting much better.
I am.
Okay. Great.
Every once in a while, I get a little bit of crud. I got to cough it out. And then I'm.
Cincinnati's a boring city. I cannot speak to it because I have never been.
I have been.
But I am certainly interested in Skyline Chili.
Skyline Chili, I enjoyed.
I almost went out of my way when I was in Indianapolis to get it.
Nice.
You should have done it.
But didn't.
Yeah. I enjoyed the Skyline Chili. I had several chili dogs at the stadium. That was probably the highlight. I can't speak to the city a whole lot. Very boring baseball stadium. Felt like a generic minor league baseball stadium with like a fake riverboat in its center field.
Wow.
And then they talk about how the stadium's on the river. You can't see the water from anywhere.
Well, Cincinnati, as I've learned in the last day, is the stadium that is third closest to a, as far as ability to hit it into a body of water if you hit a home run.
Okay, so first is San Francisco.
That's right.
Second's going to be tough.
I got the top three yesterday when Mark
I wanted
me.
To say Pittsburgh.
That is correct, Rico.
Yeah, so PNC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Third is Cincinnati. Fun. So it's not that far away. It's like 700 feet or something like that.
Yeah, you can't see it from the stadium, so it's like you have to walk all the way up to their whatever observation thing, and then it just sort of sits there, and it's
Wow.
Very disappointing.
I don't know. Arizona's pretty close. I mean, it's in the stadium.
The that's pool. That's not a body of water, I guess. the furthest away, the stadium in which you would have to hit the furthest home run to hit it into a body of water is?
Colorado.
No.
Nope, not Toronto.
Okay.
Kansas
so,
City?
Kansas City.
I was going to say, it has to be landlocked, has to be, like, sort of not in a downtown area. And Kansas City fits
Kansas
all
City.
Of those things.
Yep. Kansas City.
How far is it?
It's a few miles.
Okay.
So.
Just get Barry Bonds back. And give him a metal bat.
Looks like Salvador Perez better start hulking up. That's the only way he's going to win MVP.
It is Royals offseason, which means all I'm doing is watching Salvador Perez workout Instagrams.
How?
He posts 100 a day.
Mm. Well, you can't see him from the Kansas City account.
It's true.
If you don't post,
they don't have
out. You're not working
it's
out.
It's true. Next. This will be the last one.
Yeah. It's kind of a long one.
Unless
anyways.
We don't.
I went with true on Cincinnati being boring, by the way.
I'll say false because I can't
don't
speak to
say
it.
Say the actual word. Of
yeah,
what.
We just discuss it, but it's fine. The Colts have way too much talent to be as bad as they are.
Oh, that's false. No, I think they're getting
they
the most out of it.
Seven Pro Bowlers.
Who?
That doesn't. That
Jonathan
doesn't equal
Taylor,
talent.
Ryan Kelly, yeah, but these are actually talented people. Ryan Didn't, Kelly, Quentin Nelson, DeForest Buckner, Darius Leonard, Kenny Moore II, and their long snapper. But then whatever.
Aren't they like one of the like hottest teams in the NFL right now?
I see
like
them.
They,
I see them
like
as an overachiever team. Not an underachiever team. I think they're an overachiever team. I think they.
I
get
think
the
they're
most
currently
out of
hot,
they
but I think that they should be better.
Really?
Yes. I like they win the games, but I feel like they need to win better.
That's high expectations, Rico.
They're supremely talented.
Why do you say this? Why is this coming up? Compared to what?
I don't. I don't know. Are they 8-6?
Are they more talented than any other NFL team?
Well, they're 8-6, and before the season started, everybody was looking at the AFC South as just a garbage pile.
No,
and
it
the
was
Colts,
them in Tennessee always.
Yeah. It was Tennessee,
and I would have taken Tennessee over them. I wouldn't have. I didn't pick the Colts to be a playoff team. I think I'm with Happer. They've massively overachieved as far as I have considered.
But that's what
I'm
saying. They have way more talent. They should
be
better.
Rusher. No,
like this shouldn't be considered overachieving.
I'm saying they get the most out of what they have. You're telling me the opposite.
I'm saying they have more talent. They should be better. This shouldn't be considered overachieving.
We have to take a break. I'm sorry. This argument would have not gone nowhere anyway. Text back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.